Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Chaf Hei, the 25th Perek. Here we're going to continue talking about the messianic themes of the end of days, which we ended off Perek Chaf Dalet with. And there's some beautiful descriptions about the world and what it will look like when Mashiach comes and when the world is brought to a state of clarity of God's existence. Let's take a look at the first three psukim, which are going to encapsulate really the process of Geula for us. Pasuk Aleph tells us, Hashem Elokai ata arom emecha, ode shimcha ki asita pele. Hashem, I will praise you. Ode shimcha, I will thank your name, ki asita pele, because you did a wonder. And what is this wonder? Etzos merachok emuna omen. Your plans from afar, from the distance, were kept. Emuna omen means with firm faithfulness. What is this firm faithfulness? The Malbim explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeping his promises to us is what builds our faith. We have emuna all through the exile. And when at the end of the exile, Hashem's plans are made clear, well, that re-intensifies our emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the first place. And so these Eitzos Merachok, which is either the Nevuahs, which we're predicting the end of days, like the one we're reading right now, or maybe it's like Rashi says, the Bris Ben Abasarim, the covenant that Hashem made with Avraham Avinu. Either way, we know that when these promises come to fruition, that's when what the result is Emunah Omen, firm faithfulness. Kisamta Meir Legal Kiriya Butsura Lemapela. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to destroy our enemies. Hashem will turn cities into heaps of stone. Armon Zarim Meir Leolam Lo Yibane, and destroy palaces in such a way that they will never ever be rebuilt. And one can't read this pasuk without thinking about all the buildings which housed our enemies, the Colosseum, all over Europe and the Middle East, where you see big structures that are ruins and they're destroyed, and Am Yisrael is still thriving. And that's Pasuk Gimel, Al Kain. Therefore, Yechabducha Am Oz, a mighty strong nation, us, are going to praise you, Hashem. Kiryat Goyim Aritzim Yiraucha. But the powerful nations, the non-Jews, will fear you. And as we read these psukim, I'm forced to recall the Tfilah of the Yamim Noraim, the high holidays, where we talk about in the bracha of Kedusha these different things that we hope will be placed in the world. We ask for Hashem's pachad, v'chein tein pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu al ma'asecha. Put your fear on the world, v'yira'ucha kol ha'masim, so that all creatures will fear you. Well, we spoke about the other nations fearing you, and then through that, ten kavod Hashem la'amecha, give dignity back to the Jewish people. And we're going to see this theme playing up again later on in the perek of how the destruction of our enemies is what gives us kavod. And through that kavod and through this process, the final level of achein tzadikim yiru v'yismachu, they'll be rejoicing. V'yesharim ya'alozu, there'll be happiness, aliza and chasidim berina yagilu, and exalting Hashem through joy. Destruction of our enemies, renewing the dignity of Am Yisrael, and ultimately the singing praises of Hashem as a result of this process. Well, that's the theme of Kedusha of the Yamim Noraim, and that's the theme of this perek. And it is just this theme of justice and punishment of our enemies bringing back the joy for Am Yisrael that we see in Pasuk Vav. V'asa Hashem tzvakos l'kol ha'amim bahar hazeh mishteh, shmanim mishteh shmarim. Hashem will make the feast of fat, the feast of good that all the other nations will have on this mountain perhaps being a reference to Harabais, to Eretz Yisrael, will turn into a feast of shmarim, which are like the dregs at the bottom of a wine barrel. Shmanim mumuchim shmarim mezukakim. The fats, like the marrow, will be turned into like the dregs of wine. They thought that they were so powerful and so strong and they were feasting on their own success. But when the end of days shows the clarity of what is and what isn't, of Hashem's true power and Am Yisrael's true dignity, so then everything will be turned around and the nations who deserve destruction will receive destruction. And thus we can contrast Pasuk Zion and Pasuk Ches, Zion being what will happen to our enemies and Ches being what happens to us. Let's take a look. Zion tells us, Ubil'a bahar hazeh penei halot, al kol ha'amim, v'hamachase hanasucha al kol ha'goyim. Hashem will swallow up, Bala means to swallow up on this mountain in Eretz Yisrael, the covering that covers the other nations. What is this covering we're talking about? So different ways of reading it. According to Rashi, it means the leadership. The people who protect them will be removed so that they will be punished. However, the Radak reads it as their false tranquility, this covering, the superficial appearance of things being luxurious and comfortable and well for the other nations, it will be removed in order to punish them. And fascinatingly, the Radak quotes his father, who says the covering means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy a nation whose culture it is to cover their faces. Those who cover will be destroyed. Fascinating read. Pasuk Ches says, and there's going to be another bil'ah, to swallow. But Hashem here is not going to swallow up the people, the enemies, but it's talking about Am Yisrael. U'bil'ah ha-maves la-netzach. Hashem will swallow up death forever. How could death be swallowed up? Well, the Radak says it means death by at the hands of our enemies. There will still be natural death, but our enemies will no longer be able to kill us. However, there is another way of reading this, which is the way the Ramban understands the world to come. According to the Ramban, in the world to come, there will not be death, and we will live eternally. And that eternal life of the world to come is what this pasuk is referring to. U'bil'ah ha-maves la-netzach. We will no longer die. U'macha Hashem Elokim dim'ah me'al kol panim. And Hashem will wipe away the tears from our face. The cherpas amo, and the disgrace of his nation, yasir me'al kol haaretz, he will remove from the land, ki Hashem diber. What cherpa, what disgrace will Hashem remove from our faces? So we typically understand it, and the way that the Metzulas David and the Radak read it is the shame of being Jewish. You ever been in a situation where you want to hide your Jewishness, hide your Jewish clothing, wear something which doesn't overtly explain that you're Jewish, have your husband put a baseball cap on so you don't see his kippah? This pasuk is describing one day where the cherpas amo yasir me'al kol haaretz will proudly be loud and proud about our Judaism. The Malbim reads it differently in a beautiful way. He says the cherpa is the shame of believing in geula. Sometimes we think that we're crazy. Sometimes the world thinks that we're crazy for saying one day the Messiah is going to come, Mashiach will come, and we will one day return to Eretz Yisrael and rebuild our home and our nation. And in that process of coming home and rebuilding and bringing Geula, it removes our shame of being believers. That we say, you see, we're not just dreamers. There's something real about this Geula that we're going for. And that really is what Pasuk Tes tells us. Va'amar bayom ha'hu. One day we will turn around and we'll say, Hinei Elokeinu zeh. This is Hashem. Kivinu lo. We hoped for him. We waited for him. V'yoshienu, and he saved us. Zeh Hashem. This is Hashem. Kivinu lo. We hoped for him. Nagila v'nismecha bishuato. And now we can rejoice and we can celebrate in his salvation. Once again, the end result, finally, just like we saw in the Yamim Noraim davening, is to celebrate and to sing and to rejoice with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word Zeh in Pasuk Tes, Chazal tell us that when the word Zeh is used, you can point with a finger. And you may recall that when Am Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim and they were singing praise to Hashem at the Yam Suf, in Az Yashir they say, Zeh Keli Va'anvehu, this is my God, and I will beautify him. And the word Zeh, they could point to Hashem and say, oh my God, there is such a revelation that Hashem is tangibly in front of us. The Gemara in Sotah describes how when the Jewish women were slaves in Mitzrayim, they were afraid to have children because their children would, if they were sons, would be killed. And so they went out into the fields and they gave birth in the desert. And they left their children out in the fields hoping against hope that somehow these children would survive. And the Medrash describes how HaKadosh Baruch Hu came by Kiviyachol himself, b'chvodo, in all his glory, and he fed them and he nurtured them and he took care of them. And one day the children came back home and the parents looked at in wonder at these human beings. And they said to their kids, who's been taking care of you? And the children said, I don't know, some guy out there. I'm not sure who he was. And so when they came out of Mitzrayim and they got to Kriyas Yam Suf and they saw the insane, crazy miracles of the splitting of the sea and the destruction of the Mitzrim, they turned to their parents and they said, Abba, Ima, Mommy, Daddy, Zeh Keliva Anvehu, that's the one who took care of me in the first place. That retrospective clarity that we have when we turn around and we say, oh my gosh, Hashem, you were the one who saved us all along. And only now that I have the real, tangible experience of God's presence, can I recall how all along HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one taking care of me. And that, if I go back to Pasuk Dalet, is what Pasuk Dalet tells us, that when I'm honoring Hashem and praising Hashem at the end of the day, it's because ki hayita ma'oz ledal, ma'oz le'evyon v'tzar lo. Hashem all along was the strength, the source of strength for the poor, for the impoverished. Machse mizerem tzel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu covered us from the flow of rain. Tzel mechorev, and shade from heat. Ki ruach aritzim kazerem kir. Because this mighty strength of our enemies, which is coming as a flow towards us like a wall, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us from. And I prepare this as we have a downpour, a zerim kir, a downpour like a wall of missiles coming from Iran. And we must recall that we call it the various different defense systems of Eretz Yisrael and of the IDF, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's going to protect us from the zerim, from the flow of our enemies. And therefore, one day, at the end of days, we'll be able to say, Ze keli v'anvehu, this is Hashem, Ze Hashem kivinu lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we had emuna all along, and now we can see with clarity how you were there all along. The end of the parak has a couple psukim talking about our enemies. And the specific enemy spoken about here is Moav. Maybe Moav being an umbrella representing all those who treat us cruelly and without rachamim. Pasuk Yod tells us, Ki tanuach yad bahar hazeh, when Hashem puts his hand down on this mountain, Rashi says the resting of Hashem's hand is a symbolism of his might. He's coming to war to destroy our enemies. V'nadosh Moav tachtav, and he will crush Moav under his hand. V'nadosh Moav tachtav, kehidosh matben b'mo madmena, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will crush our enemies, will crush Moav as if he's crushing up straw in a pile of garbage. And so Yeshayahu turns to the people of Moab and he promises them, Umiftsar miskav chamotecha, heishach hishpil, higia la'aretz ad afar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will crush and will lay low the strength of your powerful walls. They'll be raised to the ground. They'll become like dust. There will be nothing. And so this perek reminds us that the destruction of our enemies is not just so that we can be safe, and not just so that we can enjoy tranquility, but also so that through that and through our enemies learning to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu's might, we can once again regain our kavod, our dignity. And through that, we will come to praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, singing to him and enjoying his revelation in this world. Thank you for learning with me today. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refua Shalema, L'Yonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinda, Jennifer Hayakara Shalano, Ule Pitsue Tzahal, Achenu Hayakarim, Betoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, Nina V'Chaim Shenka.